couple weeks ago, I was sitting in one of our basketball practices, and as one of the kids was sitting next to me, this core message, it just sprang out from me. And that core message was, I just began to start asking my questions. I was like, do you know who Jesus is? What do you know about Jesus? And it just began to stir up in me. It's something like I just had to share with him, you know? And as I continued, there was something that God just kind of put in my heart. And it was really, do you know that Jesus is free? Do you know that you don't have to earn him? You know, I think we go out in society and so many times we hear things about, oh, good people can make it to heaven. If I do good, I'll be able to stand before God one day. You know, and I tell our athletes as they come to us, I always say, hey, I hope you get better in basketball. I hope you do. I hope you grow in volleyball. And we've seen, you know, players go on to play in college from our program, and it's been awesome. But there's this core message, and it's simply if they don't understand who Jesus is, if I don't get to share with them Jesus, then everything that we're doing doesn't really matter. More than anything else, we can run this sports program, and I hope we run an excellent sports program, but if they don't know Jesus Christ, then I feel like I failed. And at least for them to hear it, I don't make anybody come to God. God does that. But it's my job to share and proclaim it. And so it's this burden in my heart, this core message. And I began to share with these kids. I was like, Jesus is free. You don't have to do anything for him. He already did the work for you. And sometimes we feel like we can earn things. Like I lived in this city for about 2 years. And I know this city. It makes you recognize that you have to earn things in life. You know, from a standpoint of, hey, I got to get from place to place. You're talking about transportation. You're spending money there. You're talking about eating a meal in this city. That costs money. You're talking about an apartment. I lived about, I think, an hour into Brooklyn just to save money on an apartment. You know, there's so many things that cost money. And, you know, I used to work for a finance company in the city, and it made me realize I had to earn things. I had to earn my job. I felt like if I wanted to progress somewhere in life, I had to earn it. You know, and it's just... the best things in life, though, they're free. More than anything, they're free. And that's what I began to share with these kids is Jesus is free. He's a free gift. He's a free gift for each and every single one of us. He's something that you don't have to earn in any manner. You know, he's a free gift to set each and every single one of us free. You don't even have to do anything for him. He already did the work for you. I'm not going to stand before God in heaven and be like, God, I did this. I did this. I'm going to be like, nah, I believed in Jesus Christ, and that's all that mattered. You said if I believed in your son Jesus and the work that he did for me on the cross, then I could stand before you. And Jesus is just simply a free gift that sets each and every one of us free. Sets us free. It's something so profound to even stop and think about for a second. Literally, freedom. He gives us freedom. To the standpoint of all of us have this issue. We all sin. We all do wrong. Okay? Each and every single one of us. And if we had to think about it, sometimes I think about it and it's like a life-threatening disease, you know? And so many things in life, when you think about them, if you're looking for a solution, you have to pay for them, okay? Your car breaks down, you gotta pay for it. Medical bills, you have to pay for it. There's solutions in life that we have to pay for. And when I think about it, it's almost like if we were separated from God, that sounds like a life-threatening disease to me. Being separated from God forever, that sounds life-threatening to me. And literally think about this. Think about if you had AIDS or if you had cancer, something of that nature, and someone came to you and said, hey, I have a free solution for you. You don't even have to pay for it, meaning you don't have to pay the medical bills, meaning you don't have to pay the doctor. Literally, it's free. A life-threatening disease to set you free. There's a solution. There's a solution, and his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. to know that we don't have to be separated from God, but we can literally live with God for eternity. You know, and as Jesus was on this earth, there was always a question about who was this man. And if you ever heard about Jesus, if you've ever read some of the stories, I remember sometimes I open up the Bible and it takes so much in me to think, is this really real? You know, and I think people start to question Jesus and some of the things that we say about him. And we really think about, hey, was this man real? Was he a real man? It took me so long to realize that Jesus was indeed a real man. He wasn't just a figment of my imagination. And there are so much debate about who Jesus is. There's so much debate in this world. You know, you have to think about it for a second and literally say, either what he's saying is true or this man is crazy. It's ludicrous, some of the things that Jesus said. You know, and there's always this debate, and I love how Jesus lived his life. He lived his life in such a manner where he would simply do a miracle. He would heal. He would open the eyes of the blind. He would set an example in a situation and how he handled it. And then he would teach the people. Okay, he did a miracle, and then he would teach the people. And there's this story that I'm reminded about tonight. And it's a story of Jesus and the adulterous woman. And so there's a story in the Bible where Jesus begins to share, he begins to find himself in a situation. And the people ask him, hey, what should we do about this woman? She just committed adultery. The law says we should stone her. Jesus, should we stone her? And how does Jesus respond? Jesus says, I can't stone her. Unless someone is without sin, then you cast the first stone. And have you ever experienced in life where you are in a situation, almost like you're in a debate with somebody, right? And then you realize, hey, I can't even fight this battle. They respond to you and you're just like, I have nothing to say to that, right? So Jesus says that unless you're without sin, then you can cast the first stone. And what do all the people do? They slipped away. They were shut up. There was nothing that they could say to respond to what Jesus had said at this moment. And so Jesus responds to this adulterous woman and simply says, where did they go? Where did your accusers go? They couldn't condemn you? And the woman said, no, Lord, they couldn't. And he says, neither will I. I can't condemn you. Go on, sin no more. And then later on after that story, okay, so like I said, Jesus would explain or he would do a miracle and then he would tell who he is. He would start to begin to share and he starts to share and he says, I am the light of the world. Okay, he begins to make declarations. He says, I am my Father, judge, meaning him and God are one. He's making all these proclaims about who he was. And as I read on in that story, I began to really just see more and more what Jesus was saying about himself. And he literally said, I am from above, you are from below. And unless you believe in me, you will die in your sins. You will die in your sins. That sounds like a life-threatening disease, to die in my sins and be separated from God forever. But then later on, he gives hope. And he says, but if you do believe in me, if you do believe in me, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Jesus Christ is a free gift to set you free. I was thinking about it as I was on the ride up here today, and I began to talk to Desroy, who was driving me up here, and we were talking, and he was simply said, can you imagine if Jesus was here today, and he started to do miracles, and he started to heal people? The pharmaceutical companies would think that this man is crazy. They would be against him. How can you offer a free solution to people? You know, I was sitting with a woman recently, and she began to share with me. I just began to ask her questions. And she simply said, you know, she was telling me about her life and she would tell me that, hey, I grew up in the church. I got pregnant when I was 18. My mom was a deacon in the church. You know, she told me about how her boyfriend had died three years ago, how she had saw him or she had experienced him being murdered. You know, there's all these things that are going on in her life. And she was simply saying that I'm addicted to this partying lifestyle. You know, and as I began to hear that, I was just like, but what gives you the power over all that? What sets you free? And his name is Jesus. He's a free gift. You know, I was thinking about one of my basketball players, and I began to text him. And I was asking him, you know, what do you get for Christmas? And this is what he shared with me. He said he got, his dad gave him tickets to see his favorite college basketball game. Okay? And then he got a new Xbox. I think one of those gifts alone is a great Christmas. And I began to text him back, and I was thinking, I was like, you know, yeah, you need to go give your parents something, you know? And there's this mentality that we have to earn things in our lives, you know, but a gift is something that's free that you can't earn. There's a work that Jesus did for each and every single one of us that we cannot earn. And it's simply something that all you have to do is simply reach out and just accept. We sung a song today and it was called Freedom. And it said, no more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. And if you heard the worship leader, she said, even if you don't believe it, sing it, believe it in faith. I've seen it in my own life. Jesus Christ has set me free. I know it. I know it. There is this power that used to ensnare me. Who I was 5 years ago, that's not the same person I am. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't struggle with homosexuality. And where did all that freedom come from? Jesus. 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 And it's not anything that I can do on my own. It's literally Jesus says, here I am, just accept me. Just believe in me. Just come to me and I will set you free. I will break the chains in your life. I will give you freedom over sin. I will free you from every single desire that you've ever had that's contradictory to me. You have a power that Jesus Christ is offering you today, and you don't have to even earn it. All you have to do is accept it. All you have to do is come to him. And the work that he's done on the cross for each and every single one of us. There's this book in the Bible by this man named Paul, and he wrote, and he said, he was talking about all of us. We've fallen short of this glorious standard of God. None of us can live up to it. All of us do wrong. Every single one of us sin. But yet, after that verse in the Bible, what he says, but yet God freely gave you a gift to free you from the penalty of sin. You can walk to Jesus today and accept his free gift. You don't have to do anything to earn it. And it will set you free from everything that you've been fighting from. I've talked to people today, and they were, you know, even some of the testimonies that we heard, and they were just talking about how they struggled with loneliness, and there's so many things that are going in their lives. And we saw these baptisms of these people walking into a new life. That same opportunity is extended to you today, that you can come to Jesus. He's a free gift, and he will set you free. You might be struggling with issues in your life, and you don't know how to get out of them. I think of that woman that I talked to, and she's just like, I'm addicted. I'm addicted to this partying lifestyle. I'm addicted to drinking. I'm addicted to all these things. I don't know how to get out of it. Each and every single one of us is a slave to sin. That's what Jesus was saying. He later on in that story of the, even after the adulterous woman, he said that you are slaves to sin. We find ourselves in this place where it's like, God, I don't know how I'm going to change. I don't know how I'm going to move forward in life. I don't know how I can get free from this addiction, whether it's pornography, whether it's drinking, whether it's I have such an anger issue, whether it's loneliness. But Jesus says, simply come and believe in me, and I will set you free. And that's simply it tonight. Maybe you came here tonight and you simply asked, and maybe someone invited you, maybe you're here to watch someone get baptized, and that same invitation, it goes out to you tonight, that you can come to know Jesus and allow him to set you free. So I'm going to ask the worship team to come back out. Oh, they're here already. Okay. And we're just, you know, I can share from my heart tonight, you know, and all I'm going to ask is if you guys would stand with me. And as they play, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, and tonight's the night that you want to accept his free gift that will set you free, you can go ahead and make your way down here, and we're just going to pray together tonight. And you're not responding to me. You're not responding to anything I said. I'm giving you the same opportunity that Jesus gave this adulterous woman. He said, go and sin no more. And he was giving her the opportunity to walk away from her sinful lifestyle. And that same opportunity is extended to you tonight. And so if God has been tugging on your heart, if he's been speaking to you about accepting this free gift of salvation so that one day you can stand before him, then go ahead and just make your way down here, and we're just going to pray together. Jesus Christ is a free gift that we never have to earn. And whether you're a believer here today and you're looking for freedom in different places or deliverance in your life, continue to believe God for that. It's what his word says, he will set you free. And for those of you guys that are at this altar, and maybe it's the first time that you're coming here, and just know that God has done a work for you. Jesus Christ did a work for you on the cross. And so I'm just going to ask that everybody would bow their head, and we'll just, I'll just lead you guys in a prayer tonight for this freedom. If you could just repeat after me. Lord God, we thank you for the work that you did on the cross. I thank you that you say that you will set us free. And I thank you for your free gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. And right now, I choose to accept him in my heart. Turn from my sin. And begin to walk with you, God.
Begin to walk with you, God.
And we pray, thank you for all these things in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Praise God. Before we close, I just want all of us here in the house of the Lord to pray. Now, before we pray, I want to say something. There's no accusers here. We're not to be accusers in the body of Christ. And Toby referenced that. Remember when the woman caught in adultery, she was right there with Jesus, and he asked her, where are your accusers? They were gone. In the house of the Lord, it's a safe place to receive Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior and to be free. Another part of Scripture tells us, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And that word indeed means without question. The word indeed means undeniable, which, and only Jesus Christ has the power and the authority to do something that is undeniably true and freeing and without question. So I want to pray for one another in close tonight. For anyone here that is struggling with an addiction. Now, there's no accusers here, but I'm going to ask you to do something. For anybody who is struggling with an addiction, which means they need to be free from something that is not good, something that you know that as you desire in faith to walk with Jesus Christ, this thing is a hindrance to your walk with Christ. Maybe it's simply a habit. Okay, maybe you don't consider this thing an addiction, but maybe you have a habit that needs to be broken and you need to be free from. Maybe there's a pattern, something that you continually put your eyes to and it needs to stop. Maybe it's a way of speech, a way of talking, and you need to be free from that way of talking. You need to be free from that language that you use. You need to be free from the attitude and the criticism and the rage and the anger that's demonstrated in your speech. So whatever pattern, habit, or addiction that you have, It's time to be free from it right now in the name of Jesus. Because he who the Son sets free, if you believe in faith, is free indeed. You put your hand over your heart. That's your declaration tonight. Freedom reigns in this place. You say that in faith. Freedom reigns in this place. Not addiction. Not bad habits. Not ungodly patterns. Freedom reigns in this place. Jesus reigns in this place. God reigns in this place. I am set free by the power of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to pray for you right now, and we go home. And when we go home, we go victorious in Christ Jesus. We go home. And when we go home, he has victory in our minds. He has all power and authority. We've given it to him. When we declare that freedom reigns in this place, we have declared that, Jesus, you run my life. So when you go home, if there are apps on your phone that you need to delete, delete them. If you need a timeout from social media because you've had habits that always continue to take you backwards, you need to post something tonight. I'm signing off for a while. Peace. Freedom reigns in this place. If you need to delete your Snapchat account, delete it. I'm not playing with you. Delete it. If you believe that Jesus, freedom reigns in this place, you need to walk in that freedom. Crush this flesh that constantly just gets in the way of all that God has for us. If you got friendships and relationships, you need to say goodbye one more time in a text. Goodbye. Life has changed drastically. I'm out. God will give you the power to say no to the patterns that have destroyed your life. He's given you power and authority to do it. Now let's lift up our hands together and close and surrender to the Lord. Jesus, we thank you tonight for the word that we have received. The word of God that tells us that we are free. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for your son that you gave us to die on a cross for our sins. The mess that we made, we should have died. But God, in your grace, you gave us your son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus, we thank you for paying our sin debt. And we thank you, Jesus, for dwelling inside of us, as we heard tonight. You indwell us. Your power, victory, healing, miracles belongs to us as believers in Christ Jesus. And now freedom reigns in this place. Freedom reigns in our heart. Freedom from addiction, freedom from patterns, freedom from those things that have kept us bound. And Lord God, we're going out tonight victorious. I pray now that every hand lifted up, every hand surrendered would walk out of here with the authority to declare themselves whole and righteous before God. God, you give us the strength, power, and the authority to say no to those things that have held us bound. No to addiction. No to habits, Lord God, that don't please you. No to relationships that have gotten in the way of growing in our faith. No, 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 devil. We won't take it anymore. And we resist the enemy tonight, and he has to flee. So God, thank you. We surrender it all to you. And tonight we know that the freedom we have is undeniable and without question. We are free indeed. In your name we pray. Amen and amen.